BBC News with Julie Candler. The Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says Europe has acted to secure the future of the single currency by agreeing to open up a line of credit to Spain's troubled banking sector. In Brussels, the European Commissioner for Economic Affairs, Olli Rehn, said it was a clear signal that the Eurozone was ready to take action to calm the financial markets. From Madrid, here's our Europe editor, Gavin Hewitt.
Internationally, there has been relief that Spain's banks are to get a rescue. The view is that one of the Eurozone's biggest risks has been reduced. In Spain itself, the reaction has been much more cautious. There has been criticism of the Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, for not making the announcement himself that the country's banks were to have access to loans of up to 100 billion euros. 10 days ago, he said there would be no rescue of Spanish banks. Today, he decided to face the press and defended the rescue as the right thing to do.
Exit polls in France suggest that President François Hollande's Socialist Party is heading for a majority in Parliament with its Green Party allies. There'll be a decisive second round of voting next week. From Paris, Christian Fraser.
Another good night for the socialists in France, with the new president François Hollande consolidating his grip on power. The final parliamentary balance is still hard to predict accurately, but with the support of the Greens and perhaps also the backing of the hard left alliance, Mr. Hollande will have a working majority. The vote means the socialists will control the lower house for the first time in 10 years, though the low turnout perhaps denied the new president a bigger triumph.
Police in Chile have used tear gas and water cannon to try to break up a protest against the screening of a documentary that praises the former military government of General Augusto Pinochet. Reports in the Chilean media say many of the anti-Pinochet demonstrators were arrested. Gideon Long is in Santiago.
The first protest I came across was a group of pro-Pinochet supporters who were gathered outside. They had flags saying, "Long live Pinochet." Some of them were carrying mementos from the 1970s, from the 1980s. They were lauding Pinochet. I then walked a couple of hundred metres up the street and came across thousands of, people who were protesting against the event. There was a very heavy police presence, and generally it seems as though the two sides have been kept apart, but there have been very serious clashes between the protesters and the police.
The Venezuelan opposition leader, Enrique Capriles, has formally registered to run in October's presidential elections. After leading tens of thousands of his supporters on a 10-kilometer march through the streets of the capital, Caracas, Mr. Capriles vowed to fight crime and root out corruption. President Hugo Chavez, who's recovering from cancer, is due to announce his candidature on Monday. World news from the BBC. A state of emergency has been declared in a part of western Burma hit by deadly violence between Buddhists and Muslims. A curfew had already been imposed in 4 cities in Rakhine State, including its capital Sitwe, after the deaths of 17 people. The trouble follows reports that a Buddhist woman had been raped and murdered in an attack blamed on Muslims. The Red Cross in Nigeria says that 6 people have been killed in central Nigeria by an angry crowd, which took to the streets after the suicide bombing of a church. Will Ross reports from Lagos.
In the central Nigerian city of Jos, a suicide bomber drove a car as close as he could get to a church. It's thought that the explosion killed no one else, but at least 50 people were injured. Several of them are in a critical condition. Angry young men then protested in the streets, setting fire to tyres. The Red Cross says the demonstrators then killed 6 people. On the same morning, a church in the village of Tabra in northeast Nigeria was targeted. The police say 5 gunmen walked in as the service was in full swing. They opened fire on the congregation.